This podcast is part of the Podcast Arcade Network.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Make Eternity Great Again. I am your co-host, Jeff.
I am Eddie.
And today we're going to do something a little bit different.
Ooh.
We're just throwing all the different stuff at you.
Yeah, right.
Last episode was multiverse, but we are going to actually keep in the line of MOTU.
We're going
traditional Mega today.
Yep.
But what we're going to do is instead of actually talking about a character like we typically do, we're actually going to like have a sit-down discussion, a panel of sorts. We're going to talk about how Netflix is gathering all of the MOTU world and they're being selfish about it, but in a good way.
Yeah, someone told Netflix that He-Man was Pokemon and they're like, we got to collect them all.
Let's do it.
Get it all. Get
Let's
it all.
Do it.
It's like, I want to do a He-Man. Get him.
Get him.
Put him on Netflix.
Throw a ball at it. So we're just going to kind of, no segments today or anything. We're just going to talk.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different for us.
Yeah.
We're going to have a heart to heart, a face to face. Listen, a beard to beard.
Beard to beard.
That's right.
With Eddie and Jeff.
Yep.
Listen, sport, I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
I knew it. I learned it by watching you, Eddie.
I learned it by watching you. Why are you into He-Man so much?
I learned it by watching you.
So my initial thoughts when all this separate He-Man stuff was getting announced, you know, first it was the She-Ra reboot.
Correct.
Essentially.
Yep.
And then it was, we're going to be a Masters of the Universe movie. And then they were, you know, figuring out when that was going to come, who was going to play He-Man, all this stuff. And then not long after that, then they announced the Kevin Smith series, I think. Or which one came first?
So the way that it went in order was obviously She-Ra. Okay,
yes.
So She-Ra came out with and that was DreamWorks came out with that.
Through Netflix.
Through Netflix. They started talking about, they've been talking about the movie for a minute.
Jeez.
But it was
breaking our heart every time.
Right. So Sony's owned that for a long time. They've owned the rights. And
sure.
So they've been wanting to put a theatrical movie out for a long time. They announced a few months ago that Noah Centineo, I think is his name. Sentinel Prime.
Sounds good.
Sentinel Prime.
Let's go with it.
Noah Sentinel Prime.
Yes.
He was announced to play He-Man, which sent the world afire because they're like, he's too skinny and he's got dark hair.
People are so weird about
that. Right.
We don't need to get into that too much.
No.
But they said the same thing about Christopher Reeve when he got cast as Superman. He shows up just ripped.
Yep.
Said the same thing about Hugh Jackman when he was Wolverine.
And now he's back huge
Ackman.
That's right.
And then, I mean, you think about all this casting where people every time were like, what? Can't believe. And it's like these
people. Heath Ledger was probably the biggest.
Yeah.
I remember people going crazy.
Yeah.
Like, how the heck is, you know, Pretty Boy Heath Ledger going to be the Joker?
10 Things I Hate About You,
and it's
whatever.
Like, dude, I don't care what you say. He's probably the best Joker there ever was.
Which, at this point, I really feel like fans need to just really calm down.
Yeah. Just accept it as it is,
yeah.
And then watch it, and then have your opinion.
Like, I watched the kid in interviews, and I do say kid because he's
right,
young.
He's young.
I watched him, and I was like, he's got a sense of humor.
He's got a sense of humor. He's got a great voice.
Yeah, he's got a good voice.
A deep voice. He's a pretty big dude, though. He's like 6-something.
His frame is not one that could not be packed on with muscle.
Exactly.
Chris Pratt became Star-Lord.
Yeah. Exactly, and he was like a pudge dude. He was us.
He was bigger than us.
Right,
I mean, we're sitting here dropping pounds.
That's
true. Was like dad bod plus, and he was like, they were like, we want you to be Star-Lord.
He's like, cool,
okay,
I can do it.
And
he got shredded.
Most recently, Kumail Nanjiani, who's going to be in the Eternals. He's a comedian who hails from originally from Pakistan. He is hilarious. If you've never seen him, look him up online, Jeff.
So I just want to let people know, you didn't read that off of a sheet. You knew that dude's name.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I do. I love him.
You just blew my mind that you knew that guy's name.
Thanks, buddy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, his name is Kumail Nanjiani, and he's hilarious. He is one of the funniest people like in comedy, in my opinion, like right now. And he was in like the new Twilight Zone.
Okay.
Where like if he made a joke about somebody, I think like it either came true or they disappeared. But that was like the new Twilight Zone.
Interesting.
Anyway, the point is he got yoked. And he was like, not a, he was fluffy. Sure. He wasn't like, but the thing is, people can change their bodies. Totally. So like this Noah kid, man, he's also, he's like 22. He can do like 10 pushups.
Again. Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, I digress.
So back to the story at hand. So ultimately, so it was She-Ra.
Yep.
And then there was talks of the movie, but it was never with Netflix. It was always there planning on doing a theatrical version of it. And then not too long ago, we were graced with Kevin Smith announcing at the San Diego Comic-Con that he was going to be directing the Revelations, Master of the Universe Revelations.
Yeah.
And then, like, what, a month or two later, Netflix announced that they're also doing another cartoon just called Masters of the Universe.
Yeah.
And there's not barely any information about that whatsoever. And so everybody's like, is there two? And it's like, yes, there is two. It's like, why is there two? So essentially, Kevin Smith's version is going to be for us, Gen Xers, and then the other one is for the newer generation of like our kids.
My bet is that that version ties into the She-Ra.
You think so?
I would, you know, it's a, you know, it's hard, too early to tell, but if I was a gambling man, I'd say let's put money on that one.
The only thing that I would say maybe not is because the She-Ra one is done by DreamWorks and this one's done by Mattel.
Well, Mattel better be careful. So, they have a renowned record of dropping.
Yes. That's what I'm
fumbling
saying.
Fumbling the ball.
Exactly.
So we know what the people want. See.
But just what? Let's see. Today is the 7th. So it was announced on the 5th, I believe.
Oh, wow.
That February 5th, that Netflix worked out a deal with Sony and Mattel. And so Sony and Mattel are still involved, but Netflix is going to be the platform for the Masters of the Universe movie.
Right.
And so right now they're looking at starting filming in 2021 and then releasing it in 2022.
Yeah.
So it gives a little bit more of a buffer.
Yep.
The other cool thing about it is that there's no hard lines that need to be drawn in the sand. Netflix can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
They don't have to be like, oh, okay, we have to have it on this time of the season of the summer of blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
They can do whatever they want, whenever they want, release it whenever they want.
Chop it up into episodes if they wanted to.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, don't get me wrong, I would love to see a 2-3 hour long movie, or maybe do two 3 hour long movies where it's kind of like Lord of the Rings or something like that. That would be amazing. But it's also like, I wouldn't be opposed to a live action series, you know, where they put some good money behind it and stuff. And we could binge watch that puppy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like do like 10 episodes and boom. And they're like 45 minutes long a piece or something like that. Like that'd be awesome.
We're such, and this is where we're at in our development, not our development, but where we're at in our lives, I think, as a generation, where part of us wants that feeling like, I want to go to the theater. I want to buy that popcorn. I want to get a giant soda, sit down with all my adult friends and watch a He-Man movie on the big screen.
Right.
But all that risk, all this stuff that these giant studios are just terrified of doing. And I know that we've talked about Netflix in the past, how they kind of like are basically on borrowed time.
Right.
But they seem to be like killing it with the stuff that they're kicking out.
Yeah.
Not to get into this too much, but if you're an adult fan of things like Masters of the Universe, The Witcher, which is not for children, I can't clarify that enough, very adult, but it's super good. And my wife and I watched the entire series of it. And I'm like, if you could do Masters of the Universe, I don't mean like that, where it's gritty and all that.
Right.
What I mean is like you take a good story, you chop it up into bits. And I mean, Netflix is famous for being like when Stranger Things season one came out.
Sure.
Man, within like 3 days, they were like, season two is greenlit.
Exactly.
And so based on how people support this, and if you're already a Netflix subscriber, you are out nothing.
Right. Exactly.
To watch this.
Yeah.
Throw your attention behind this,
yeah,
and then Netflix will hear that, and you will see so much He-Man stuff come your way, your head will spin.
Exactly.
It'll spin faster than many faces when getting popped by a giant strawberry by Orko. This is what you'll see.
That's right. I just got chill in my head. No,
that
the,
was
the
very
one thing,
confusing.
How that was good pun. That was very punny. I will say, usually whenever anything gets announced to Netflix at first, I'm like, oh, I was a little bummed when I initially read it. Because I do, like what you're saying, I do want to run to the theater and watch my
movie. I'm with you. Part of me is like that.
But I think it's because it's partly because like I never did that with Transformers. You know,
but it
was because I was kind of, I didn't run to it. You know what I mean? Like, we still watched it in the theater, but I wasn't like, oh, it's here. You know, it was like.
The animated one or the one?
No, the animated one I did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what I'm saying, the Bayformer stuff, I never did.
I did. The first one I did. I tripped over, like, I pushed an old lady out of the way.
I pushed her into a puddle.
I was like, Prime died for your sins. And I pushed her.
Prime died for your sins.
Why are you in my way?
I need to see the Matrix of Leadership.
I apologize to That's funny. That was totally
unjust. That poor lady is still laying on the ground.
Yeah, exactly.
I've fallen because Eddie pushed me down.
Exactly. My apologies.
So my point, though, was that for me anyways, I felt still satisfied from that animated movie.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It still felt like a movie that I was ticked off at how it went out, you know, yes. But I was still able to see my characters in it and stuff like that. And it wasn't so far fetched off of the regular cartoon that I was like, okay, where the MOTU movie was like, what is this abomination?
What am I watching?
Where's Battle Cat? Where's, you know, anybody?
Yeah.
You know,
speaking as
who's Kevin?
Who's
why do I care?
Who's Kevin?
Kevin and Karg, please go die. No.
When we have already talked about the He-Man, the Masters of the Universe movie.
Right.
And we even said, like, seeing it now as grown men, we're willing to be like, you know what?
Totally. I get it now. Yeah. Yep.
But you're referring
but
to
as
it,
a kid,
yeah,
as a 7-year-old me, I was ticked. And I never got my movie is what
exactly.
It is.
We felt...
Right, and deprived. So my point is that when I first read, like I saw that title come across my screen that Netflix took it, I was like, son of a bee.
Yeah.
You know, because I was like, I want it. But 42-year-old frugal me is going like, all right, I'm good with that. I don't need to go spend $70 to go watch this movie.
Take the whole family to go see this, and then you're dropping a cool 150 bones
easy,
to get
my
everything.
Family? Yes. Oh, without a doubt. I
exactly.
Got to take a
you
loan.
Are. Yeah. So I'm with you 100%. Like, right. Yeah, the economics of it. But then also, like, Netflix, they like the classic. Like, they don't reveal exactly how they track stuff. You know, they just count views.
Totally. That's
they count views. Yep. How much are you watching this? Even if it's the same house, but you watch it 10 times,
sure.
They're counting
they're
that.
They're still counting it.
Yep. And my point is, how many times did you walk out of a movie where you're like, I want to go right back in and watch it again?
Word.
With this, you can. You can watch it one day, wait a couple, watch it again. Yep. And that, I think, is going to be heard.
Right.
Better by people at Netflix than it would have been heard by, and I'm just going to be honest here, by completely clueless executives at a studio that have no idea what this is even about. They just care. I mean, I was watching the movies that made us. Have you watched this show yet?
Oh, yeah.
We know.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know Ghostbusters was that hard to make.
I know. It was like horrible to make.
As a kid.
There was so much drama behind it.
As a kid who watched it and loved it.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
it was
perfect. This must have been just like.
Yeah, it was so seamless.
Why didn't we think of this sooner? Go, here's a wheelbarrow full of money.
Right.
No, it was the exact opposite of that. They were like, there was people actively trying to stop it from being made.
Right.
Ray Parker Jr. totally ripped off Huey Lewis, though, man. He's like, the music came really easy. It's like, do you think it did?
Yeah, oh my God.
Do you think
so
it
great.
Did, Ray Parker Jr.? Because
he was like, obviously, I'm a musical genius, so the music came really easy. So coming up with the lyrics, it was really tough. Yeah, because that was the only part you had to write, homie.
When he said the music came
I know.
I about jumped out of my
eyes hurt from rolling so hard when he said that.
Anyways. but so like seeing how hard it was to make what we know now to be a classic 80s movie and how close it came to not being made, I'm like, do not underestimate these executives to have no idea what they're doing, to just play it safe every single time. And then something like He-Man, we got a Battleship movie before we've gotten a new He-Man movie. I can't say it enough. They looked at Battleship and were like, that's a bet. That's a guaranteed seller.
Well, I think, and this is just me, but I kind of think that the reason it is because I think people are scared of the story because there's so much there.
You
know what I mean? It's like they're trying to take everything and ram it into 2 or 3 hours and they can't do it. And it's like, no, just calm down. Like what we're saying, do a few movies. You couldn't have done that with Lord of the Rings.
No.
That, you know, way back in the day, they did The Hobbit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that made sense.
Sure.
But when they finally had technology and everything that they could actually tell the whole story, it was like, okay, let's do that. So do the same thing with He-Man. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I think back in the 80s, they're like, we can't, because that's what they plan on doing. They plan on having She-Ra in it and all these other characters, Buzz Off, everybody.
Right.
And they're just like, we can't do that. There's no way we can ram all this stuff. It's basically going to be a
ram.
Ram. Hey, it's me. But there's no way that they could ram, you know, all those characters in 2 hours long without everybody just like, it would feel like the Garbage Pail Kids movie. Remember that?
Yes.
Like that movie.
I didn't see it, but yes.
Oh, my
I didn't
gosh.
See it, dude.
You didn't?
Nope.
You should
they
watch
scared
it.
The hell out of me. No.
That movie, it was the same thing. It felt like it was just constantly like throwing the different characters in front of your face.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, I got that guy. I got that guy. I got that guy. And then 10 minutes of a plot.
Yeah.
And that was it, you know.
Well, once again, you got Clueless. I'm going to do it. I'm going to say it, Jeff.
Do it.
You got Clueless boomers just yes. throwing character. Kids love the characters. Give them all the characters.
That's
they
right.
like the Buzz Off. Give them the Buzz Off. They want to see Moss Man. Here's 10 Moss Men.
The guy that collects. All. That's right.
The guy that collects that nothing guy. But Moss that's Man. Right. It's like, wee. I just, that's a broken person trying to tell a story.
Right.
And look at the Avengers, dude. Marvel, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's so many people who were in Avengers. If you tried to like grab and we're going to tell a movie about everybody who was ever an Avenger, you wouldn't be able to tell the movie.
No.
And so what they did was they picked a lineup and they went with
exactly.
it.
Exactly. But how many movies did it take to tell the whole tale?
Right. And once again, like, you know, thank
and
goodness.
I'm okay with that in MOTU world.
Yeah.
Do it.
What?
Do 19
Nine movies.
Do 19.
Sign me up.
Yep. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Why not?
And if told properly,
yeah,
you can do it.
Totally.
The mythos is there, baby.
Exactly.
Just
that's what I'm
it.
Saying. Like, just completely mimic what they did with Marvel. Have your main characters, all right? And then, say, you know, so you have Iron Man and da-da-da-da. You know, so you have He-Man, you have Skeletor, you have all these other things. Have those, and then here comes a spinoff movie, but it plugs in. Here's another spinoff, you know, and like, here's a movie about Triclops
sure.
and stuff. You know, like, boom, you know? Because there's so much backstory that's there in this lore that could be freaking sweet.
You know what I love, though?
Me.
I love you always. I would take a million bullets in the same spot
yes.
in my heart for you over
oh,
and over again.
Oh, man.
A million of them, Jeff.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
Okay. Do it. Shoot me in the heart.
Do it.
That'll be our next mega treat. I'm going to get shot in the chest for my friend Jeff.
That's right. Anyway, sorry.
What I love is these people, and I will, this is me like punching back at like listeners who would like, is people who would disagree.
Sure.
People who would be like, well, actually guys, you know, the fact that a Battleship movie got made before He-Man, there's a lot of things because, you know, movie making is harder than you think. No, you're wrong. This is business. This
right.
is people who are, they, there's a pile of money that is covered in He-Man fans, and they don't want to pick over the He-Man fans to get to it.
Yeah.
They're like, like they can't wrap their heads around it, so therefore they won't do it. And I think He-Man is lacking like a Kevin Feige
yeah.
to lead the charge and be like, hey, not only do I get He-Man, but I can help tell the story.
You nailed it right there. And that's the whole reason I think that the Marvel movies did so well is because like you have like Jon Favreau. You know, like same thing with Mandalorian.
Yep.
Like seriously, that was brilliant.
Correct.
Because he did it. He
unanimously
was a fan.
Praised by people who are notoriously picky.
That's right.
Mandalorian was well, really well received.
It was. It was. But again, all of that was done by a fan.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't about a fan of money.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that makes the biggest difference of it all.
Plus,
so like DC, okay, yeah. the DC movies, most of them have not been very good. They're palatable for me. I can watch them.
Yeah.
But most of them have been like, eesh, you know. But it's because I always feel like they've been in the shadow of trying to chase after what Marvel's doing. Because if you think about it, before the Marvel movies started kicking off, there wasn't a lot of superhero movies that were coming out that were actually somewhat decent.
Even when I was a little kid, I thought DC was always reactionary.
Oh, totally.
I remember like, and this is where my dates might be off, but I feel like the X-Men cartoon predated the Batman cartoon.
Yes.
And I might be dead wrong.
Right.
I might be dead wrong. But it just seemed to me that DC, even as a child, you know, now my exposure was Superman, the movie.
Right.
You know, I mean, yeah, they had the Incredible Hulk on TV
yep.
and all that stuff. But Superman the movie was really my first superhero
movie. Yeah, totally.
Movie.
Yeah, me too. Yep.
But
and they're great.
But once again, you read all the backstory on that and how that was
oh man,
an act of
Totally.
You know, whatever whatever god the Kryptonians worship.
Exactly.
I think it's Rao, their son. Hey, look at me go.
There you go,
hey,
man.
Hey, little deep. That's all I know.
That's right.
But what I like is the notion that there's some contrarian who's like, if He-Man was easy to make, or if He-Man was as easy as Avengers to make, they would have already done it by now. The answer to that, I'm saying to you for a fact, you're dead wrong.
Right.
It's just people who don't get it.
Yeah.
They see that, they think either it's divided into, I think, maybe even three camps. People who don't get it at all, who are just like, yeah, wasn't that a thing in the 80s? Like,
right.
What, you know? Really old people who are like, yeah, my kid loved He-Man. I thought it was dumb.
Yeah.
And then you got people who look at it and go, oh, I have no idea where to even begin with this.
Right.
Like, what do I do? There's like three iterations of this. You have a toy, you have a cartoon, you have comics. Like, what do I run with here?
Right.
How do I represent this without pissing off somebody? And the bottom line is, I think the He-Man fans are actually pretty darn forgiving. We right. have to be. That yeah. was we were.
We've grown up that way.
Exactly.
It's like, what? That's completely different. Okay, I'm fine with this.
Stinkor smells like Uncle Gene. Why? Why does he smell like the neighborhood pot dealer? I just want to see it happen.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? So the fact that Netflix has taken all this stuff and been like, you know what? You're a bunch of clowns.
Right.
We're going to do this.
Yeah.
And that it's going to live under one roof in that sense. I'm very excited.
I am too. Very much. Like I said, there was initial like, oh, but then I'm like, no, I'm cool with this. Because the thing is that there's no more of the, is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? Because you know, when Netflix takes it, they take it.
It's going to happen.
I mean, they're just like, look, we're going to dump money into this thing and we're going to, you know, we're going to run with it and we're going to make a movie.
Yeah.
You know? And the cool thing is that if it doesn't go good, they can just erase it off the face of the earth.
Exactly.
And deleted.
What I love about it, and this is where like we can have this debate all day long, like nostalgia is bad, blah, sure. blah, blah, whatever. But I frankly am ready for it because like everybody looked back. You know what? When Grease came out, it was the boomers looking back and being like, man, the 50s were pretty awesome, weren't
right.
they? We'd drag race and knife fight each other.
Yep.
And barely avoid getting pregnant. That's, right. That's how the movie ends.
That's right.
Guys, I'm not pregnant. Yay. We'll be young forever.
Wait for Grease 2.
Wait for Grease 2. Did they die? Is that why they drove off into
know.
The sky?
I don't know. Anyway. I watched that when I was a kid. Never watched again.
Yeah.
I hate musicals.
Oh.
I hate them.
I love musicals, but I don't really care for Grease. I did the new Aladdin, the live action Aladdin. It's really good, actually.
Is it?
If you got Disney Plus, you should watch it.
Yeah, we have it. I just never watched it.
Yeah, I think you might. Well, the kids might.
I'll
like
have
it.
To check it out. They have. They've watched it.
Oh, good.
Bit, so.
Well, and so with the Netflix live action He-Man, this is what I wanted to ask you. I was building up to it in a roundabout way. Dude. What are some of the things that you want to see? What's Jeff's? Give me your top three things that you want to see in a live action. You know, we're open-minded.
Right.
We clearly are tolerating the Dolph Lundgren version. So, but if you had your pick, three top things you want to see in that movie.
Okay, so number one.
Not the cartoon. Let's just let that be what it is.
Yep, the actual movie itself. So we're not talking necessarily about characters or whatever. Just
whether it's
things.
A character,
yeah, okay.
whether it's a vehicle, or even if it's like a plot point
okay,
or whatever.
So first and foremost, I want Skeletor to be like so freaking evil.
Yeah.
You know, not like Freddy Jason evil, like horror slasher film evil, but like so like when he comes on the screen for the first time, everybody goes, holy crap.
Yeah.
You know, like that's how I want my Skeletor to be.
Sure.
Because like Frank Langella, he fantastic job. All praise to him and everything. He took something that was so bad and made it actually good, you know.
Sure.
But now it's like, dude, you have the technology, you have the ability, let's do it. Let's make him super evil, super menacing and stuff. I got to see that. Number two would be, well, just want to see my favorite characters, you know? So that would be like, I want to see like Buzz Off. I want to see Moss Man.
Yeah.
You know, and I would put money on the table that Moss Man is never portrayed. Maybe Buzz Off, because Buzz Off looks cool.
Right.
But Moss Man, they're like, maybe not.
Okay. So you want to see him, but
so
you're
I want to
even,
see him.
Okay.
I'm probably betting on the fact that he won't be there. And then number three, man, that's tough. I would probably say, as weird as it sounds, I would like to see She-Ra incorporated as well.
Yeah.
You know, I think that again, kind of talking about like what we're talking about with Marvel incorporating everybody and everything. I don't want to see a She-Ra movie unless if it's tied in with the He-Man movie.
I don't want to
have it all connected. Yeah. Not have it like, oh, well, here's this character. Oh, they're going to show He-Man, but he's a different He-Man, you know, and then we're going to, you know, like, I don't want to see all that. I will say this is going to sound really bad, but one thing I don't want to see is I don't want to see an agenda.
Ah.
So leave that crap out of it.
Sure.
You know, like just like, let's just do a good movie, you know, and it doesn't, people are going to get bent out of shape. You know, no matter what this is, people are going to get bent out of shape. Doesn't matter what race, creed, blah, 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 whatever it is and stuff. And I'm not saying that we can't have black characters and everything. That's totally cool by me. If it makes sense, do it, you know. But if it's like, okay, well, we have to have this type of character in here because we want to appease this type of person and we have to have this type of character because we want to, I don't want to see that crap. Can we just have a good movie? And,
yeah.
And I just really wish that people would just shut up about like, oh, these people weren't portrayed and this person was portrayed too much and blah, blah, blah. It's like, just write a movie.
Well, first of all, we're in a fictional world.
Right, exactly.
That's like, and I guess, was that your three then?
Yes. Yep.
So Skeletor
so,
being...
So three wants or three things I want to see and one thing I don't want to see.
Okay.
So same thing for you.
So for me, what I want to see, and this is selfish... First thing, and this is not going to surprise anybody.
Battle Cat.
I mean, that goes without saying. Like, yeah. I mean, I feel like if you're going to do that, we already had the movie without a Battle Cat.
Right.
You do that second time, we're going to have problems.
That's right. Pitchforks so, and fire.
That to me goes without saying.
That's right.
Like, this is Eddie's wish list.
Yes.
This goes without saying. A lot of people probably aren't going to be surprised to hear me say this, but I better see my boy, Rio Blast.
That's right.
He better be there, darn sure, shooting, eating chili. And hanging out with all the Eternium babes.
Dude, what would you do if they called you?
If they called me to be Rio Blast,
yes.
I would do whatever it took. Hear me now. Hear me now.
They're like, well, what you have to do is you have to kill your family.
I can't. I'll be right back. No, I can't. I won't do that.
That's right. No.
I would do anything for Rio, but I won't do that. Hear me, anyone who's listening. If you have a movie, if we're talking the Netflix He-Man movie, and you look at me and you're like, you know what? That guy could bulk up and give himself a handlebar.
Dropping on the ground. He's doing push-ups as we speak.
I will lose 30 pounds, gain 20 of muscle, and I will walk around as Rio Blast if that's what it takes.
Oh, man.
I do need some money. I got to pay some bills, but I don't need to get rich off of
that's
this.
That's right. I do it for free.
Pay my bills that's so right. I can go play be Rio Blast.
Oh, man.
Rio Blast needs to be in this movie. I don't care if it's a cameo. I don't care if he just shows up as reinforcements. You know?
Right.
Yeah, here we are. Yeah. I don't care.
He's just back there stirring a pot of chili, just winks at the camera, and at then least. They pan away. Like, good for me.
You know
good
what? I'll take it at That's this right. point. I'll take it. I want Rio Blast in the movie Kay. Somehow.
Kay.
I don't care. I'm very forgiving on story. That's sure. what I realized. And this just shows you why I think people love
me too.
He-Man. It's like, you know what with the story? Do what you want to with it.
Exactly.
Go nuts.
As long as if it looks good, that's all I care about.
I want a living, breathing world. I want it to feel like it's been around.
Amen.
I want like Lord of the Rings style.
Yes.
And not like copy Lord of the Rings, but I watch Lord of the Rings even now, and I'm like, this feels like a living, breathing world that we're just happen to stumble upon and see this snapshot in these people's lives.
Exactly.
That's what I want to feel like. And then the third thing, actually, I'm going to cheat and say I'm going to have a fourth thing.
Okay.
I want a sassy attack track. I want an attack track that talks back and tells people to go stick it.
That's awesome.
It's like, all right, attack track, let's go. You go, you lazy sack of garbage. Like, yes.
That's funny.
I want a sassy attack track and
sass track.
I'm adding a couple more. I just realized.
Okay. You just lay it down.
I want a scene where Man at Arms shaves off his mustache.
Oh, man.
And they're like, no. Grow it back.
He's
That's a mustache.
That's a mustache.
And then I also want, this is where like, this is me kind of story time, like world building. Mm-hmm. I want Zodak to not just be a dude that shows up and kills a tree. Bang! Keeping the balance.
Keeping the balance. Oh my gosh.
I want Zodak to be almost this like omnipresent, like not Thanos, but I want him to be like this, like myth of the Zodak.
Ooh, yeah, I hear you.
You know,
almost like how Silver Surfer was.
Almost.
Yeah.
They kind of fumbled him. It felt like
a little bit. But there's like a mystery there.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, like, hey, there's rumor that there's Zodak. There's a Zodak sighting or whatever.
Sure.
It's like, man, we haven't seen him in 5,000 years or whatever.
Yeah,
I want some like deep, ethereal, like almost dread at the notion that Zodak is here. He's a herald of something bad coming.
Yes.
And like, he's like, hey, you know, there's some poo. Us in the Zodak hangout group. Like you know, because he's supposed to be part of a tribunal. Of
correct.
Zodakai, whatever yep. the plural of Zodak is. Zodaks?
Zodaks.
Zodakicons?
Zodakicons.
Zodakites?
But Kodak?
I want... Exactly. Zodak, brought to you by Kodak. But I do... that's his winking. The fabulous photog is shaking his fist.
He's like, ah,
that's my bit, you.
The fabulous photog? Well, the fearless?
The fearless, the fabulous.
Fabulous.
That's how you do it. Makes sense. It works right into it.
Yes, it does.
But though that's probably the only real like story element. It'd be neat to see Zodak take on this character, like this thing of like they're not used to seeing him. It's super rare. He's almost like a Bigfoot, you know.
Yeah.
It's like holy crap, Zodak, you know.
Yep.
And so and really build bake in some storytelling with Grayskull and it's you know all that stuff.
Right.
So I. But otherwise, do what you want. And I like your idea of like, hey, man, have She-Ra in it. Like, really extend this out. And
bring it all in. Yeah.
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 You know?
Yeah. Because ultimately, the biggest thing with this that I really want to see is that I don't want to see them say, like, we have free range to do with this movie whatever we want.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I hated about the Bayformer stuff.
Oh.
It was like, you couldn't even barely tell who was who.
No.
You know? And then so when we get the Bumblebee movie, it was like, oh, man, that first like 3 minutes of that movie, every single character was like exactly what we knew of from the cartoon. You know, like here's what I mean by that is if we stopped watching that cartoon in 1988, let's say, and we never saw it ever again.
Right.
And we watched that movie of Bumblebee, we knew exactly what every character was. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You knew exactly who they all were. Soundwave, Shockwave, you know, everybody. When you turn on the TV and you see one of the Bayformers movies, like, who is that? And they're like, that's Devastator. That's a tank. That's not Devastator.
Yeah.
Like, what?
He's got two giant wrecking balls clanging
right.
around, and they're making jokes about that.
Exactly.
Don't get me started.
That was a second Devastator.
I know. Oh,
the
yeah,
first
right.
Devastator was a tank.
Yes.
In the first movie.
He was just doing everything.
He was just a tank.
Hasbro was just so happy.
Ugh.
They were just like, whatever, baby, do what you got to do.
Give me the money.
Give me the giant suitcase of money you gave me.
Right. But they went so far off into left field. You could tell it was done by people that didn't know what the hell they were doing. They just wanted the money. And
if
that's
you,
what I'm saying. So I want to see people come in here.
Yep.
And I see, boom, there's Grizzlor. Boom, there's Rio. There's Buzz Off. There's whoever.
And you know what? Play with their designs a little
bit.
Yeah,
make it better.
Yeah.
You know, that's cool. But
I mean,
still, it's got to be noticeable.
I mean, Rio was legit like a Western Texas Ranger.
Yes.
I mean, that's what he looked like.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, sights from the cannon in his chest.
That's right.
But play with their designs a little bit. You know, the 2002 reboot for the show, the way that they kind of retooled their look, it was a really cool, you know, we're so forgiving. Like, now we feel like we've just kind of, you know, we didn't give it its
right.
It's just chance.
Yeah.
And, I'm open to a lot of things, but, like, let them... And also have some humor in there.
Yes. It
has
to
have
be.
A little bit of humor
be.
In there. If,
yep.
you if you have it with completely humorless,
mm-hmm.
then it loses all of its
yep.
motu-ness.
But not campy humor.
It
you
can't
know what
be
mean?
Campy.
Because like even the Marvel stuff, there's a lot of humor in it, but it was still an action-packed thing.
Well,
the evil people were evil. The good people were good.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? And that's actual comedians doing the
right.
writing at that
exactly.
point. People who know when to be funny and how to be funny
right.
versus like, you know, making a character talk to a cow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it's also a sign of the times. They just didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be funny if you talk to the cow. Make that's a moo at the cow.
Here, I know. I have a mouth inside of his mouth, and I try to pour the barbecue sauce inside of it, and it goes all down his chin.
That's the most, like, rookie. Like, I look at some of those, like, costumes, and when you can tell the person's mouth,
yeah,
it's a Star Trek Enterprise. Not Enterprise. Star Trek Discovery. There's a character who clearly has a whole face prosthetic on top of his actual face.
Right.
But they have it done to where you cannot see his mouth inside the mouth. And whether they do it digitally and they fix it, or they did it that well with the makeup where it tucks in and under the lip,
yeah,
it looks amazing. Hmm. And I'm like, that's all it takes, guys. Whatever it took, do that. Yeah, I'm really – and Netflix, it seems – and I know that there's – like Netflix has a lot of its own content.
Sure.
And I've only seen – handfuls of their original stuff, but it seems like more often than not, when they have something, it seems like it does well.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of any movies that they've, and there probably are, but any movies or anything that they've done that's actually been kind of bad, I can't think of anything.
Nothing that jumps out.
Even most of those Sandler movies that he signed on with, he did like 6 movies or whatever with them, and they've all been pretty decent. I mean, some of them are kind of like negligible, you know, but like
there's people who are going to.
What was that, Western or whatever that he did?
The Something 8.
Yeah, something like that. And that was okay, but it's like a one and done. Like, I mean, I wasn't like ticked off, but right. If I would have went and saw that in the movie theater, it would have been.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm hoping we don't have anything like that, you know, with the MOTU movie.
No, I really feel like that. You know, they're going to go for quality here.
Right.
Like, they show, for some reason, the people at Netflix seem to have a real good sensibility about these 80s franchises.
Right.
When it comes down to, like, even the people that did Toys That Made Us and the movies that made us and even Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Like, and Stranger Things, in a weird way, if you look at the story, doesn't have to be set in the 80s.
Correct, yeah.
But it is.
It is.
And that just gives it that little hook that we are kind of hungry for in a weird right. way, and whether that's because we're just tired.
Well, it was
and
such a good time.
Yeah.
You know, even our kids, okay, I don't know about you, but when my parents would talk about, oh, when I was growing up in the 60s and stuff, I'd be like, oh, yawn, like whatever, you know, but like when I start talking about the 80s, my kids like gather around, you know, and they want to hear about it. Like right. at supper, we sit down and they're like, Dad, tell us more stories about what you did as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, and like they love to hear about like how I go down and play Pac-Man and eat Bubblicious and all this other stuff. You know, they love those stories and they will love watching movies about that. Like yeah. even Ready Player One, you
right.
know, they love it, you know, yeah. And you know, but again, it was such a good time, I think, that was just so much full of adventure and just progressiveness in such a cool way, you mm-hmm. know, that we now we're in this like daunty negative world where everything's political, everybody's got an opinion, you know, everybody's just ticked off all the time. It's like, yeah, it's easy to look back at the 80s and be like, gosh dang, remember that?
Yeah, remember like jumping on your bike and people not being able to get a hold of you? Like you were just like that classic Bill Burr bit of like, remember being gone?
That's right.
Like, where's your dad? He's out.
He's out.
Oh, like, okay. Well, tell him I called. Okay. And yep. then like you just ceased to exist until right. you got home.
There's another comedian that I cannot think of his name, so bear with me. But he's like a little Italian guy. He's very well known. I'm sorry. I cannot think
fine.
Of his name. But he has a bit where he talks about back when we were kids and everything, how you would have company over.
Yes.
And like, we're having company, you know, like company. This is great. Hey, come on over, you know? And he's like, but you know, like, so like they'd ring the doorbell and like, oh, come on in. We're just going to we're making biscuits, you know, like, come on, sit down, you know? But nowadays, like if somebody comes over and rings the doorbell, you're like, wait, who, what?
Who's here?
Who? No, everybody shut up. Don't move. You know?
Yeah.
Like, did somebody call, say they're coming over? You know, like, no, now you call first and you let them know that you're coming over. Like,
we're also, you know, and this is where we can get into this. Maybe on Mega we could talk about, like the notion of, like, your kids being really busy now is,
right.
like, a thing.
Oh, man.
Versus, like, the 80s where, like, what are you busy with? You're
I was
a
busy
kid.
Playing with dirt. That's what I was busy
yeah,
with.
Yeah. Like, if you had a sports ball practice, that was it.
That
like,
was
otherwise,
it.
It's like, Billy's practicing baseball. And then yep. his other, he's free. Like, and we can get into that, but we've really inundated our children. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's in a weird way. And yep. we can get into that. But, with this kind of echo back, I feel like Netflix is really smart about its like 80s franchise
yes.
stuff. So
well, they're doing it well. They're doing it well.
Does it get more 80s than He-Man?
No.
You know, and so I feel like honestly they're going to be They're going to kill it. I am very excited for
this. I think
so. I think it's a good move. I think, yeah, the nostalgia factor of us going to the theater, buying our ticket, and, you know, that feeling might not. But you know what? You make your movie theater at home. You know, right. Make it a premiere night. Buy popcorn.
Yep.
You know, buy your own tickets. And
I mean, you can get really nice TVs now for pretty cheap.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know? For what you would have spent to take your whole family, that's a good down payment
that's
on
what
a
I'm saying.
Good
yeah.
TV.
No kidding.
But color me excited. I have been patiently, we have been patiently waiting for this movie right. for a long time. And to this day, I'm still honestly flabbergasted that we've not seen a He-Man movie, a Thundercats movie,
right.
a Silverhawks movie. Maybe that's digging too deep, but
that's what I'm saying, man. There's a lot of different stories out there from the 80s that were huge.
Yeah.
That right now they should be tapping into.
Right?
Right now they should be.
You can't tell me you don't want to see a Brave Star live action.
Dude, that'd be all right.
Come on.
I'd be okay with that.
Wasn't the planet called Laredos?
Yes.
Where he was?
No. That was Rio Blast planet. I don't know what it was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, remember. Yeah, you're right. He was from Laredos. Yeah. I thought it was like Blastonia.
You know what movie they should come out with? The Hair Bear Bunch.
The Hair Bear Bunch. Give us that Hair Bear Bunch movie. You know, they made that Country Bear Jamboree movie.
Oh, they did.
And it wasn't terrible.
No.
It was all suits.
That's true.
It wasn't CG.
It wasn't.
That's what blew my mind. Yep. Those suits. I'm waiting. I'm ready, you know?
Yep.
I want to see a combination too of CG and practical effects.
It's got to be.
You can't be playing around here.
It's got to be. Yeah.
You know. Yep, CG environments, you know, I want to see like a CG purple mountains in the background and
dude.
But you know,
I just saw something. What if they bring Kevin and his girlfriend back?
Oh no, Courtney Cox again.
This is like they're all grown up and married.
Oh,
and
gosh.
They have a kid.
Yes. Oh, they time travel. You know what? I'll take it. Just put Rio in there. Oh, God. They go back to Earth again. The posh.
Like, everybody's like, yeah, we're going to move. No. No.
The pawn shop owner is like in a wheelchair. This baby's from Japan.
The cop is still there as a cop, looking exactly the way that he does, like how he was in Back to the Future and everything.
Slackers! Takes his pills.
Oh, man. Everybody's like, we waited 40 years for this.
This? This is what we were waiting for?
Oh.
The time is now, man. I say if you wait another 10 years, we're in our
50s
and we're sitting here like, man, I'm retiring. And
it's got to happen.
You got to pull the trigger now. You want to make that money, you better pull the trigger now. Because if it doesn't happen in the next couple years, I think you see I love He-Man almost more than any other 80s thing, and my interest will begin to wane.
Well, that's the thing.
I'll focus on what
the other thing is, too, is our generation right now is still kind of in the it's a perfect moment financially for us because most of us are in our 40s right now where we're making decent enough money. We're kind of peaking right now, right?
Sure.
Once you hit your 50s, you're starting to think hard about retirement and, you know, you're not going to be wanting to buy all these toys and all this other stuff, you know, blah, blah, blah. So you're going to be a little bit more frugal. So right now is where they got to be hitting this.
100%.
Otherwise, it's gone. They're going to miss it out. And if they wait another 10 years, it'll probably still be there. But 5 more years after that, maybe 15 years total, I bet you it's completely gone if they don't do something.
My bet is if they waited a decade, we're skipped over. Yeah. And they're going into like rebooting like the stuff that was happening when we were we were young adults.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure what some of that stuff was because I was so busy hustling that I couldn't even tell you what it was.
No.
You know, we already have a Pokemon movie. I mean, you know, I'm just like, God, we've leapt a generation of people. Like Pokemon was not our thing. Like,
no.
I'm not whamming on it, but like I was a grown man working full time when Pokemon really hit hard.
Yeah.
And it was a cultural phenomenon.
Yep.
My brothers were out there trading cards and buying all the different Game Boy games, but I was 21, 22 years old. I was working for a living and trying to make as much money as I could to survive. And so for me, all that stuff was on the back burner and I didn't have any money to go and start reliving He-Man, you know, and someone would say, remember He-Man? And I'd be like, yeah, it was cool. I liked it. And then I was 20, you know, like you said, you gotta hit it now, baby. Yeah.
But I think this is it. I got a good feeling about it.
I do too. I really want them to capitalize.
I feel like we've been feeling it kind of, it's like a, the earthquake, you know, it's like it's coming. Like you can kind of feel it in the ground.
Don't run away from it.
The animals are acting all weird right now.
Exactly.
You know?
All the trollins are like. Rio Blast, his mustaches are twitching.
That's right. But I think it's. Yeehaw. I think this is it. I think it's going to pop off. I think it's going to be a big movie. I think it's going to do great. I think they're going to have sequel movies from it.
I'm very excited.
You know, I am too. I think this is it. It's our time. We're going to do it, Eddie. And we're going to be the ones standing on top of that purple mountain. And we're going to say it's because of us.
Mega!
With making Eternia great again. We brought all this.
I'm just saying.
Not really, but.
If anyone who is involved in this film can hear our voices, pull us into this production. You will not be sad.
You be Rio Blast. Make me the spirit of King Grayskull. I'm fine with that.
You know what? If you're ever curious, if you want to, hey, and if you want to hear what Jeff sounds like as the voice of King Grayskull.
And Eddie as Rio Blast.
Hey, check us out on the, it's getting quite a bit of
action. Yeah, we're at like 40,000 views right now, which is pretty awesome.
40,000 views on our digital comic that we co-produced with all of our friends at the Last Star Fighters Entertainment Group. And
it's on our Facebook page.
It's on our Facebook page.
Right up on top.
Right up on top, pinned at the top for your convenience. Just click the play button.
Facebook.com/MakeEternityGreatAgain.
Check it out.
Check it out.
And it's getting a lot of fun action. So if you want to see an original story created by us and our friends, you can.
Yeah, it's the length of an episode from back in the day. It's like 21 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, right
it's
at
awesome,
it.
Awesome. Yeah, so
it's got all the fun look and feel of a He-Man cartoon / comic that's features characters that you would never have thought of seeing.
That's right. It's awesome. So, how about you like, comment, and share, and then give us your thoughts on what you want to see, and who you want to see, and what you don't want to see, and stuff, and maybe we're off base, and you can tell us where to stick it, But yeah, we want to hear what you think about this Netflix taking everything on,
Do you want to see Procrustes come crawling out of the cracks of Eternia? If you don't, then you're wrong.
If you don't, you're wrong. That's funny.
Well, by the power of sweet baby Procrustes and Jeff at Arms and E-Man, we want to thank you for listening. And until next time.
Good journey. We're actually going to like have a sit-down discussion, a panel of sorts, and we're going to talk about Netflix and how they're, I almost said groping.
Wow. I was going to say corralling.
Oh, there you go. That's probably a little.
I don't think those two. insert horn honking sound now.
Okay. Rewind that. Gather myself. Okay. Why would you put that as an outtake? That's the weirdest.
We do the outtake beep.
Beep, beep. Everyone's like, oh my God, I think he's ready to kill himself.
Are you recording now?
Suicidal thoughts by Jeff and Eddie.
Oh my gosh. I was going to do something.
You know the Uncle Rico where he's like, I bet you I could throw a football over the mountains. It's like Eddie's like, I bet you I could jump off of the mountains.
That's right. Oh man, that's funny.
Douse myself in honey and just sprint through a bear camp with all. Remember that cartoon? It was the Hair Bears.
No,
we'll have to talk about Hair Bears sometime. That might be.
Nope, we're not. We're not gonna.
Here it is, movie or cartoon pitch. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I got my glove ready.
Bunch of bears, and they're in a band.
Okay.
And then, they get into adventures and stuff.
Okay, we're talking about the animals.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's a cartoon pitch, though.
Okay.
And one of them, we're going to call them the Hair Bears, and one of them has a giant afro.
Nice.
Go!
Do it.
Make it. They never made toys.
Interesting.
Weird.
Anyway. It I kind of remember that, though.
Hair Bears.
I kind of remember that. Yeah. He was like real tall and had a...
There was different height ones.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
The real tall one had like a bucket hat or something like that. But the one that had a fro was like medium height.
I'll have to look at that. Okay.
It was the classic Hanna-Barbera thing, too, where they had vests but
no
pants.
I was going to say, I thought it was Hanna-Barbera.
No, it was Hanna-Barbera for sure. Are you looking it up now?
Yeah, I am.
The Hair Bears.
Hair Bears.
Yeah. They were basically like...
Hair Bear Bunch.
The Hair Bear Bunch. Yeah, there it is. And they were like hippies.
Well, no, what's funny is the first, like, I type in hair bears and the first thing that pops up is a hair and beard net combo.
Yes.
It's just, ooh. Look at the death in this guy's
that
eyes.
That guy looks like a straight up killer. Dude, please put
this. Like, this is what my life has become.
Dude, when you're the model, that's the only reason they want you to show up. Like, you're the model for this. Like,
I'm so dead inside.
Please, let's put this on the mega page.
Oh, we are totally doing that. Okay. Oh, my good God. Hair and beard net combo.
Nice. When nobody wants to see you.
That's right.
Just your eyeballs. Just,
he's so intense. Like,
he's like, I want you to try to stare a hole through this solid steel plate.
That's the thing. It used to actually be a full face, and he just burned a hole right through with his
eyes. Hatred of whatever.
That's right. Okay, yeah, I remember the hair bear bunch now. Yeah, because like his hair looked like a tumbleweed.
Yeah, he had a big afro.
Right. That's right.
I don't think you even see his eyes, do you?
No, you do. You do.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. So, good times.
Yep.
Good times. Hair bear bunch.
It's the hair bear
bunch. There they are. Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, there he is. It was like three of them, wasn't it? Or was there more than three?
It looks like three.
Yep. Yeah, I was a little short.
Yeah, you're
guy.
Talking about this one guy. He's got a hat on that you can't see his eyes.
Yeah, he's tall with a bucket hat or whatever.
Yep.
So let's do it. Let's kick this off, brother. All right. Man,
let's do it.
I don't envy you on this one already now.
Yeah, well, I think we got some outtakes.
You can dig some outtakes out of there.